Good evening. Sorry, George.
I had 3 minutes to do it.
Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting, Monday, June 8th, 2020, 6 p.m. First order is to establish a quorum. Scott?
Okay. Dave Stewart?
Present.
Randy Hayes?
Here.
Roger Haynes? Doug Fabian?
Here.
Randy Fogel? Howard Kitchen?
Here.
George Kramer?
Here.
Devin Huff?
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yep, I'd like to welcome you to the June 8th, 2020 Taney County Planning Commission meeting. There are no public hearings scheduled tonight. The agenda has two concept reviews and the traditional code amendment review. But at this time, I'd still like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff files, including all pertinent information for each application, is Exhibit B. I'll give a brief report for each case, will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. And without any public hearing, there's no public sign-up or hearing procedures.
Thank you, Scott. First item of action is review and action of the May 11th, 2020 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections?
I'll make the motion to approve May 11th, 2020 meeting minutes.
Have a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Minutes are approved. We will move on to the two concept hearings we have. First is Ed 115 Edgehill, or Edgehill 115 LLC.
Okay, your applicant, Edgehill 115 LLC, is seeking Division 3 special use permit approval for the ability to use a four-bedroom single-family home located at 115 Edgehill Drive, Hollister, for nightly rental. The home was built in 2002 and is located on lots 10 and 11 of the Lakeside Estates Hillcrest Division of Ozark Paradise Village. The lots combined are approximately 3/4 acre in size. The current owner has used this home as a nightly rental for the last 14 years. Thus, the buyer is requesting the special use permit per Appendix E, Section 3.2. This home is currently on a septic and I believe a private well. I'll have to look at his, but we'll cover that in the public hearing more. So location-wise, down Graham Clark Road, right here's our subject lot. Does everybody know where we are? Zooming in on it. Coming in one more time, and by our public hearing, we'll have our parking diagram. I did talk to the buyer, and he indicated that he had planned on the native vegetation as his buffer, which I took some photos out the other day. And he's on the private well, because there it is. And then we have just our standard staff recommendations we'll go over for our nightly rental. At that, I'd turn it over to any representative that was here. I think we have one.
Tim Davis, I came to represent the both the buyer and seller for purposes of talking at this meeting. The person who currently owns it is Mike Schmitz. He's had it, I think, in use this for 13 years as a nightly rental, and I think the permits don't transfer from one seller to the buyer, so the buyer wants to make sure they have a permit to continue using it as a nightly rental if they buy. And the buyer is one Edgehill 115. People I've never met, but I'm not sure where they're based, but that's the That's the buyer. Or a potential buyer. They haven't closed, so just a potential buyer. It's about 400 feet. You have to drive past, the easiest way to get there is drive past Big Cedar and go a little bit down the peninsula, a little bit beyond Big Cedar. And then those massive condo buildings are, I think, an extension of Johnny Morris's development. There are five or six massive condo buildings right there, just down the street from the house.
Any question for the representative? Scott, you mentioned buffer zone, so that'll be something they'll have at the next meeting.
Guys have any feel for that vegetative buffer that they're going to present? Do you need to look at it again? Or I just started out in the driveway, of course, back to relation to the house. So I started a photo just here, and then went around this side of the house, took one up here, and then walked around here and took one. And as you can see with the two lots, it's with the first photo, and then
to me it seems like behind the house, between the home.
Behind the house and the next home, and it's an upgrade, but that's currently what's there for the Snitty vegetation. And then I just turned to the left and took a picture towards the north. So if anybody had any feelings about changing that or adding to it, you might let the representative know tonight, which then he can work on something to present you in July. Which, by the way, your July meeting is July the
13th?
13th, yes.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. July 13th. Next, we've got 831 State Highway P.
Okay, this is case number 2010, which is 831 State Highway P. Applicant Trent Edwards is seeking a Division 3 approval for the ability to develop a one-acre parcel located at 831 State Highway P, Hollister, into a seven-space recreational vehicle park. The applicant has made an application for a variance from the 3-acre requirement for an RV park in Appendix M, and that is going to be heard June 17th. The applicant will be connecting the park to the Taney County Regional Sewer District in a private well. With 7 spaces proposed, this will put the density below the allowed 18 spaces per acre in Section 2.2 Appendix M. So we're just north of where we were on Graham Clark, except we're down P Highway that goes to Big Bear. Know where we are?
Yep.
Okay. This is, of course, Branson Canyon storage units. Big Bear is to the left. Zooming in on the parcel. Here's the concept that he presented for his 7 spaces. You can see they're working on this sewer easement now. And then, of course, here's our Appendix M. And it was 2.1 that says no recreational vehicle. And I think we had one come through here before, and you guys wondered about deciding it before you had the variance, so before the public hearing comes, we'll know about the variance. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
All right. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Thanks for your time. Trent Edwards, just to kind of give you guys an idea, there's no subdivision here. This is all of Johnny Morris's land. Comes across here. So if he ever develops it, it's probably going to be commercial, or it may never be developed. Who knows if there's a, I don't know how many acres it is, but it's close to 1,000. The next neighboring property is this one, which is actually connected with the mobile home or the mini storage. And of course, Branson Canyon, the VRBO community is right there. So I don't have any neighbors, there's no houses. And unless Johnny subdivides that, there won't be any houses next to it at all. I realize that according to our guidance code, it requires 3 acres. But on that, it also states on there that it's 18 spaces per acre is what they allow. And so if you guys are open to thoughts or ideas that you might have, but I figured as a trade-out for a smaller space, instead of trying to squeeze 18 on there, I'm just requesting 7. So the only concerns I personally had with it as far as operating it was it's on a septic. But I got with Bradley about a year ago, and we made an agreement. So they're coming in. Tom Boyce is putting in the connection right now for Taney County Sewer, and we're putting in a grant pump system that will handle those 7 spaces.
We have any amenities in here?
Any what?
Amenities.
No amenities.
And where will the registration take place at, or reservations?
With technology, it's a pretty amazing thing. There's a concept that we'll use that's pretty big now, where it's a self-check-in, where they can book it online, or they can actually, there'll be a little pedestal, they'll have it where they can swipe their card. But and just for management side of it, my house is just right here. So I'm right there with it. There was an issue.
Are you looking for more permanent people on this or nightly rental people?
Probably going to be more short term.
More short term.
Yeah. Typically what we find, I do have a couple lots in Big Bear, and typically it's seasonal. So if somebody wanted a place to stay just for the summer, this gives them a chance to, whether it's a couple weeks or a couple months.
Which I guess everybody's familiar with Big Bear, which was an RV resort turned into now kind of a more
permanent
RV park. Yeah. It's so a little mix of both.
I remember.
Big Bear. It's a mixed bag of nuts down there. Big Bear still is about 50% campers down
all
there.
All of our public amenities.
Yeah.
That went away.
So it's coming before Board of Adjustments?
Yes, sir.
Next Wednesday, the 17th.
Next Wednesday. So I believe you've addressed management of it, and it's going to tie into the sewer system, and it will have a well on it, its own well?
It already does.
It does have
it. The original well has been replaced in 2014 with a more modern and DNR-approved well. So
we'll also need to get with MoDOT on the commercial entrance.
Okay.
You're going to... You hook to the sewer, would there be individual meters or master meters? Or?
For the sewer?
Uh-huh.
No, from my understanding, I'll have to get with Brad, so I don't want to say that incorrectly, but it'll just be 1 meter, and then I would tell you.
I figured it should be master meter.
Yeah.
Devin, I'm not telling you how to do it, but it's a lot easier to take care of if you have people in it.
Yeah.
Dusty?
Okay. Master meter.
You've got his number.
Yep.
I'll get you Dusty's number.
Awesome. Any other questions? Pretty straightforward proposal.
What's a permanent easement on there, on that drawing?
Okay, so do you have that?
Yep.
Is that for a sewer line?
So, Big Bear has been on its own.